Hello, Ms. Janie, please.
Yes.
Hello. Hi, Janie. My name is Joe, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm just conducting a short survey of real important issues here in the nation. Can you allow us a couple minutes? Is that okay with you?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. First of all, okay, and first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we'll make this quick as possible, and we already appreciate your time. Okay, now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes. Yeah.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My what?
Your race, just to make sure that we're representing everybody.
Afro-American.
Thank you. If you don't mind me asking, what is your age?
82.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll vote every year.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country's headed, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
I'm satisfied.
Thank you. And then I want to thank you for taking the time. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focused on? You can select up to two. Okay, I'm going to read you standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, providing affordable child care, protecting LGBTQ rights, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, fighting inflation, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, reducing gun violence, reducing crime, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, improving the economy, improving kinder through 12 public school education, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs.
Equal justice.
The justice, okay. Thank you. Moving on forward so I can get you back to your day. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse? I'm sorry, can you repeat? You broke up.
Economic development.
No, but in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Thank you. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
Getting better.
Okay. Thank you. And in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? You can select up to two. Lack of good paying job opportunities, poor life choices and values by some, the breakdown of the traditional family structure.
Breakdown of the family structure.
Okay. Thank you. And moving forward, and now here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which do you think is the biggest reason. Reduced funding for public services to help people in need, a lack of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training, too many young people not being properly parented and raised, a broken bail and parole system which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly, a toxic culture, music, TV, video games, and movies that promote bad values. Which do you think?
I don't remember the question.
Okay. these were the reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. What do you think? Can you choose one?
Lack of economic development, no jobs.
Okay. Okay. Moving forward so I can get you back to your day. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Little.
Okay. And do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from their from public schools?
Yeah.
Do you support that or you oppose to that?
I oppose it.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, okay? Beyonce.
Warm.
What, from 0 to 100, how would you say? 90. What about Hakeem Jeffries? Hello?
Hello?
How do you feel about Hakeem Jeffries from 0 to 100?
About what now?
Hakeem Jeffries, how do you feel about them? What's your opinion of towards that person?
I don't even care about what we don't have a king. So I don't.
Okay. What about the gay rights movement?
Well, I can't hear about that. People are going to be people.
But from 0 to 100, how do you feel about them? Where 0 means you're not in favor of them, and 100 means that you are completely in favor of that. The gay rights movement.
80.
What about the feminist movement?
80.
What about Kamala Harris?
90.
What about Kevin McCarthy?
50.
What about the NAACP?
100.
What about critical race theory or CRT?
100.
What about Joe Biden?
100.
Barack Obama?
100.
Ron DeSantis? I'm sorry?
40.
40. What about Donald Trump?
10.
80?
10.
10, okay. What about Black Lives Matter?
100.
Okay, now, ma'am, I want to thank you for this, and we're almost done, okay? Now, I know it's a ways off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, Cornel West, the third party candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democrat, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. Switching things up a bit, please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact on your life, 5 means a moderate impact, and 0 means that you think it won't have any impact on your life. Okay? The country's economy going into a recession soon.
7.
I'm sorry, how much?
7.
7, okay. Affirmative action ending.
10.
And climate change.
10.
And crime and violence in this country.
10.
Okay, moving forward. Now I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with the policy. The government should pass a law that creates a federal paid family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition. Do you strongly agree with this or strongly disagree?
I agree.
Okay. The government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide. Do you strongly agree with this or strongly disagree?
Agree.
And the government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 for medical and recreational use. Do you strongly agree with this or strongly disagree?
I agree.
And the government should provide free child care to all families.
Agree.
And raise the salaries of public school teachers and support staff.
Strongly agree.
What about children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers?
Should agree.
What about ban assault weapons?
Agree.
Moving forward, and we're almost done. In which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Caring for a family member with a serious health condition, fathers adopting a child, mothers giving birth to a child, fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, when dealing with a mental health episode, mothers adopting a child, death of a family member, sickness or serious injury.
Help the child.
I'm sorry, you are breaking up. Death of a family member, which is, I'm sorry?
It's a child.
Giving birth to a child?
Help the child.
Oh, okay. And moving forward. Now, how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Often.
And have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? Violent crimes such as assault? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah. Have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? A violent crime such as assault?
No.
Hello?
No.
No? Okay. What about money or property was stolen?
No.
What about home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
Car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Moving forward and switching gears a bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's,
thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Rural.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month? Several times a year or hardly ever or never?
Really?
I'm sorry? I'm sorry, you're breaking it often.
Often.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations. For each, please tell me how often you regularly watched or read them in a span of a week. CNN.
Question.
I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations. For each, please tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. CNN.
Yeah.
Do you see it often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never?
Seldom.
Okay. What about Fox News?
No.
You don't see Fox News?
No.
What about MSNBC?
Yeah.
Often or somewhat often?
Often.
What about your local TV news? Networks news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS? Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse's employer, health insurance you bought and paid for yourself, or no health insurance? I'm sorry?
Health insurance.
Provided by you or your spouse's employer, or health insurance you bought and paid for yourself? By your spouse's employer?
Yeah.
Okay. And who is the primary breadwinner in your household? You, your spouse, you and your spouse jointly, your parents or parents, your child or children, another relative, or retired on a fixed income?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
Okay. And I believe this is the last one. Would you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? Just tell me when I get to your category. Under 15,000, 15,000 to 30,000, 30,000 to 50,000, 50,000 to 75,000, 75,000 to 100,000, 100,000 to 150,000, 150,000 to 250,000, or over 250,000? I'm sorry?
Up to 1,000.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. I do apologize.
Up to 1,000.
Up to 100,000?
I said up to 100,000.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye.